He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
Hey everybody, Anthony here, and in a second I'm going to be throwing to a conversation that Aaron and I recorded yesterday, being Tuesday, today's Wednesday. It's that time of year. Obviously, anytime that you record something and then you release later, you run the risk of something happening, and that episode is obviously lacking somewhere. And that's what happened here on this occasion, where Aaron and I recorded on Tuesday, and then Wednesday morning, we get word that Jerry West, the logo, Mr. Clutch, has passed away. This is a Lakers podcast. That guy is a Lakers icon. And the episode would not have been complete without some kind of tribute to Jerry West. And, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And I'm going to talk I'm going to give a story on Jerry West that I think you guys will enjoy. I shared it on Twitter, but I'll go into a little bit more detail here. And then I'll talk about his relationship with the Lakers and why the response felt a little cold from the Lakers today, given how important West was to the organization. So let's start though with Jerry West. Obviously, he's the logo, won a championship with the Lakers in the 70s, was, a key figure to multiple championship runs that ended in losses, obviously, to the Boston Celtics. But you could really make an argument, and even Michael Jordan, of all people, would, I think, support this argument, that Jerry West is one of, if not the most competitive person in the history of the... He absolutely lived and died with losses and wins as a player. He went about it the same way as a head coach, and was so competitive in that position that he actually had to walk away from coaching because it was just too much for him. And then when he walked away from coaching, he wanted to remain around the sport in some way, and obviously stepped into the front office under Bill Sharman after Sharman had kind of laid the foundation for Showtime. And if you basically just take West's first run here with the Lakers, where he was a pivotal part to the Showtime era, that run in and of itself, that's probably puts him in the 90th percentile of executives in the history of the sport. And then after that, right, as if that wasn't enough, he goes from that to the three-peat. And in the same offseason, he signs Shaquille O'Neal in free agency, and he trades for Kobe on draft night. And obviously the rest of that run is history. And if you just took those two runs with the Lakers, that probably makes him 95th, maybe 98th percentile of executive in the history of the NBA. Then he goes from there. And, he rides out kind of the rest of that three-peat era, and he prepares to hand over the reins to Mitch Kupchak and prepares Mitch for, that final run where it was, you won a couple more championships there. But again, the Jerry West's protege helps get those two championships there. And basically everything that Mitch Kupchak learned as an executive, he learned while working under Jerry West. So you have all of that. That needs to be mentioned and taken into account. And after that, he leaves the Lakers. And this is where things get complicated, right? Obviously, the you have the relationship that was ruined between him and Jeannie Buss because of some of his concerns over her relationship with Phil Jackson. That grudge, it doesn't appear, has was ever mended. And that's like, that was, I'm sorry, like that was kind of one of the first places that my brain first went to today, where when somebody passes away and you don't have an opportunity to make amends, there's a ton of regret. You're going to live with a ton of regret forever. And like the human being side of this, the very human story here is, I think, a sad one, you know, where Jerry West never felt welcome again in the organization that he helped build. You can make a real argument here that Jerry West was the most important presence in Lakers history. It's like him, Dr. Buss, Kobe and Magic. That's it. And I think there might even be a gap between Jerry West and Kobe and Magic because of the things, like obviously West was a great player and then he was also a great executive. So, you know, that's the part of this that like, that's the kind of sad, like that's the part that is like kept me down kind of all day on top of obviously losing a legend. But anyway, so he leaves the Lakers and, you know, was never to return, despite, you know, at various times showing interest in it. And you know, I just don't think it was ever in the cards. He goes to Memphis and helps lay the foundation for the future success that they have there. He has a couple, they moved from Vancouver to Memphis. He kind of helped guide them through that. They won 50 games one time and then 49 games another. Some of the best seasons in Memphis Grizzlies history. He leaves there and he goes to Golden State. And in Golden State, he is famous for basically vouching for Klay Thompson and saying that you do not want to trade Klay Thompson for Kevin Love. Klay Thompson stays. He and Steph Curry form the Splash Brothers, and obviously the rest is history there. Then he goes from Golden State and he goes to the Clippers, where he has been up until his literal dying day, and has been a key part, as Steve Ballmer explained, in frankly the most stable run in that franchise's history. So everywhere that this guy went, things got better in terms of basketball. And if he left, things tended to get a little bit worse too. Again, he's a complicated guy. He was very tormented by himself. He just did. He dealt with crippling anxiety and depression. And a lot of times that could wear on people. He was also insanely competitive and could be an asshole by way of that competitive fire. That's how that tends to go with really, really competitive and great minds and stuff like that. So again, he's an absolute devastating loss for the NBA and for the culture surrounding the NBA. And, you know, I just felt, you know, it took a couple hours for the Lakers to do anything. And the first response there was a black and white graphic with the day he was born and then the day that he died or the year that he died. And then you had to wait a little bit longer and you got a very tepid statement from the Lakers. Then you had to wait a little bit longer. It was 20 minutes ago or 30 minutes ago that Jeannie Buss posted on her personal Instagram about Jerry West. The statement that the Lakers released didn't have any quotes from anybody in the organization. And I just thought, like, it was a very petty move and a very small move. And it's the kind of thing that, like, it's a completely unforced error. There's no need. Jeannie Buss was going to release a statement. Okay, fine. Lump it in with the statement that the Lakers give there and give it a little earlier. You're going to do a video compilation. Most of these, Jerry West was 89 years old. I guess, you know, most of these organizations, ESPN basically does this for Sports Center, where when somebody reaches a certain age, they start, you know, asking people for their favorite tributes and stories, and they compile that and they have that ready to go for the event that this person passes away. this is all standard stuff in PR. And the Lakers, you know, didn't carry that out. I was really kind of bummed by it. And I thought it really kind of represented that regret that everybody is going to live with from here on out, that the relationship between Jerry West and the Lakers got so complicated. Anyway, I'm going to end this on a brighter note, and I'm going to tell a story. The story I gave on Twitter earlier today about the time that I met Jerry West at Summer League. And it was, I forget which year it was. It was one of the first years that I went. I wasn't credentialed yet. And I walked in, and basically, like, in order to get even a decent seat there for the time that the Lakers finally go, you have to get there hours early, and you have to sit through all kinds of Summer League basketball. And it's a lot, man. Like, Summer League basketball is not the best brand of basketball. And so I'm sitting there. This is the first year, or one of the first years. And I'm sitting there with my janky old laptop that literally... This laptop literally had a battery taped to it. Like, I was a broke ass aspiring journalist in a polo shirt, in a golf polo shirt, because that's what I thought journalists wore. I'm there sitting there, and I had a really good seat because I got there really, really early. And he sits down, and he's basically like, you know, I could reach out and I could have patted him on the shoulder. He was right there. And so he's sitting there, and he's watching. As he was sitting down, he's kind of walking over here from my right. And he, as he's sitting down, he was, it's not like he sat in front of me because it was me. He just found a chair that had a good view, and he sat down there, and we kind of made eye contact or whatever. And I was like, and I'm sitting there, like, he was sitting in front of me for about, I would say, like 20, 30 minutes or so. And the whole time he's there, he's having people come up to him, you know, whether it's people who cover the sport, whether it's team personnel, whether it's fans, whatever, no matter who stopped by to say hi to him, he gave them time, was a very, you know, kind person and a very generous person. And I'm just sitting there the whole time, like, he's right there. He's right there. That's Jerry effing West. That's Mr. effing Clutch. That's the logo. He's sitting right there. Just say hi. And it's like the only time that I've ever really been starstruck in my life was with Jerry West sitting there in front of me. And he winds up getting up and he walks away. And for the entirety of the next year, I'm kicking myself. Like, I've told this story before. The first time I met Michael Jordan, I saw what clubs he was playing with. He was playing with Pings. And I said, "Hey, I see you're playing with Pings. My dad plays with Pings." It was at the Tahoe Pro-Am tournament or whatever. It was a practice round, so we all could, like, talk to these people a little bit more. And he goes, yeah, I play with Pings. And I go, like, how do you like him? And he goes, I don't know. What do you think? Asking me how I felt about his swing, obviously. And I said, he faded way right over into the woods over there. Like, that's me. I'm a smart ass. I'm a jackass. Like, I'm an ass ass. And I see this guy, and this is the first time in my life that I'm ever like, oh my God, like, just say hi. Just say hi. He's right there. And I never say hi. And for the rest of that year, I'm just kicking myself because I just feel like I'm never going to get that kind of an opportunity ever again. Come to find out through the stories that have been told all day today, actually that type of a scenario plays out really often with Jerry West, where people who cover the team, he was always very generous with his time and always made time to just sit there and talk hoop. He loved it. So you fast forward a year from then, and I go there, and I'm there really early again, not credentialed because I was just a blog boy, and I had to get there really, really early. And I'm still there with my janky ass laptop, and I'm there wearing this golf polo shirt, pretending to be a journalist. And then here he comes again. He loved Summer League, it seemed like. He seemed like he really, really seemed to love the vibe and the energy there as a whole bunch of really, really young players were pursuing their dream or kicking off their dream. And so he comes and he sits again, kind of like right in front of me. And this time I'm like, all right, you got to do it this time. I made myself like an unofficial promise, like, please just say hi to him. just say hi. This time I do. This time I just kind of pat him on the shoulder and I say, hey, just so you know, I'm a giant fan, huge Lakers fan. I grew up on the Lakers. My dad told me all about you and Showtime and the 70s and everything. I'm just a huge, huge fan. And, you know, just wanted to say that and I'll leave you alone. And he goes, oh, come on, let's watch a little basketball. So he's sitting there in front of me, and occasionally, like, he would watch, he was watching the guys that are in front of him. And again, I was like a row behind him. So he would just kind of like turn around and say, like, what do you think of this guy? And I'd say, like, I'm not a draft guy. So I'm just like, he looks pretty good. I don't know. I'm just sitting there shocked that for 5 minutes, this guy would care to sit down and talk basketball with me. And eventually he got pulled off in a different direction. And I say, dude, that was incredible. That was really, really nice. It was really nice meeting you, Mr. West. Enjoy the rest of your stay. And he goes, thank you. That was really fun. I really enjoyed talking basketball with you. And by the way, I'm really glad you didn't puss out like you did last year. And my jaw just goes, you know, just shocked. And he walks away. And that's the only time I ever talked to Jerry West. And I'll never, ever forget it. It's the kind of thing I'm going to tell my grandchildren about. And you could name any number of other people who cover this sport, who love this sport and are in like league circles or whatever. Everybody has a Jerry West story. Some of them not great. Like I said, he was complicated. He could be an asshole. He demanded a lot out of the people that he worked with. But for me, the guy is unquestionably an icon. He's a Mount Rushmore Laker. He's a Mount Rushmore NBA player. And today, and I hope that this season, the NBA does something like they did for Bill Russell to honor Jerry West, beyond having the logo on everybody's on their jersey, because that's already honoring the guy. But they need to find some way to honor Jerry West and, you know, rest in peace to an absolute incredible presence and icon that the league is now worse for not having.